You may recall a few months back, President Barack Obama was caught on a live microphone telling a foreign leader he would have more flexibility in his second term. Now, he was talking about foreign policy there, but our next guest says the same could hold true when it comes to the federal workforce. Gadi Dechter is Managing Director for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. He joins us now to give us an idea of what we might see in a second Obama term. Mr. Dechter, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so when George W. Bush won his second term, he said he'd earned some political capital and intended to spend it. How do you think President Obama would spend his political capital should he win a second term?
Well, I think, to be sure, the budget is going to command the president's attention, and he's still going to be dealing with a Congress, most likely, that is resistant to some of his policies. Assuming we have a composition of Congress that is like it is now, and Obama retains the White House, I don't think the tension either side will accuse the other of being inflexible about their priorities. And so we're probably going to see a lot of the same tension. But where the president will have more flexibility, I think, we hope, is that he'll be able to give a more full-throated defense of the importance of the federal government, the programs that people actually do like, and not have to be so defensive about those programs. And so you'll have, what we would hope to see is, an administration that can speak to the people and say, look, these programs are important. We have a management agenda that is focused on doing what works and evaluating them. We hope to see a little bit more of that, where the federal workforce can be defended for the good work that they do and the important work that they do, and hopefully some of these programs will be preserved and we'll cut where we need to cut, but we wouldn't use a hatchet as opposed to the scalpel that the president has long said he prefers.
I think that leads into my next question, which is a bit about President Obama's leadership style as much as his sort of his negotiating skills. I mean, back when he was elected, he really struck a conciliatory tone, said he wanted to work with the other party. But now that clearly has not worked very well to produce a lot of things. Do you think that he would really be able to get tough?
I think so. I think, with the specter of an election behind him and not facing one, I mean, this would be his last election, so not facing one, I think he certainly, would have a lot more free. He is probably by nature someone who seeks compromise. He wants a negotiated solution. I mean, I think if you look at the administration is negotiating a very fine line. On the one hand, they want to say, we need to cut waste, we need to cut inefficiency, we need to make government more effective, all of which is true and important. But when you make that argument, that appropriate argument, you are also, in some ways, contributing to the general sense that government is inefficient, that it's bloated, that it's wasteful, and that's obviously a line of attack that is used by the other side. And so, the president, what we've seen in the last 4 years is trying to sort of on one hand say, well, we need to cut, be efficient, and on the other hand say, well, we need to preserve and protect what's working. It's a very, very difficult thing to do, and I think you see the historic levels of distrust in the public in government today, really reflect the cynicism in the public that government is not working. And it's actually, I think in many ways an inaccurate perception that people have, but how the president, whether the president comes out and says, there are hundreds of thousands, millions of people who are federal workers who keep planes in the sky and protect the safety of your food and the environmental quality of the air and so forth, and these people do an important job that costs money and that we need to preserve. I mean, I think that's what we want to see a little bit more of.
I guess if they could fix airline food, it would all come together in one place. And I wanted to ask you about some of the management changes just that affect the bureaucracy itself that aren't really at the political level, such as the IT reform plan, the different changes to approaches of federal procurement and so forth. what do you think might happen now that these have been established? Most of them have been enacted. Some of them are going to be legally enacted beyond policy, even on the Hill. What do you think might be the management agendas for the federal workforce itself and its day-to-day operations should a second term take place?
Well, I think the management agenda will probably continue as it is. I mean, the president has set forth a pretty aggressive and appropriate management reform agenda. I think the thing that's probably struck the most with the public and that has been the most visible have been these IT reforms, the opening of government, the release of data in bulk format, the engagement of the public with data, websites like data.gov, the way that the stimulus bill, the ERA bill was executed with a lot of openness and accountability. Those are the kinds of things that I think you'll see extended. So if the stimulus bill and the way that it was conducted in public could be extended to other big programs or bills coming forward, I think that's something that would be a welcome expansion of successful Obama administration initiatives. I think you'll see much more of the open government stuff, very important. Hopefully, we'll see something that's particularly important to us is the improvement of the Freedom of Information Act. And this has to do with, management, just releasing information to the public so that the public can have oversight of it. Hopefully, you'll see advances in that direction. You might see more... and hopefully the federal workforce issue itself with pay freezes and hiring freezes at certain departments, we would hope to see that gets lessened over time and maybe you get a little bit more flexibility with the federal workforce generally.
We're speaking with Gadi Dechter, who's Managing Director for Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Now, in the column that you wrote on federalnewsradio.com, you talk about performance-based data and particularly the use of this to drive budget decisions, and you argue for the expansion of it. So I'm wondering, what about this do you think has been so successful, or do you think it has been successful?
Well, I think it's a mixed record. We came out with a report, or the Center for American Progress came out with a report a few months ago, where we interviewed budget professionals in the government and former budget professionals, because this idea of using performance information to guide budget decisions is something that the Obama administration has seized on and taken very seriously, but it's obviously not one that began with them. The Bush administration did it. The Clinton administration did it. There are mixed reviews from inside is what our report found, that, you can create all these requirements for performance information to be included in budget justifications and decisions that go to Congress and so forth, but if they're not well done, they can function merely as a sort of burdensome paperwork requirement. Or they can be executed in that spirit, which tends to be a problem rather than a solution. Also, there is this concern within the government. Again, this is not an Obama or Bush or Clinton issue. It's just a general. It's the nature of a massive bureaucracy that is centralized, increasingly centralized and top heavy, where the people who actually understand the programs on how they work and how they should be budgeted may not be the ones who are driving the information. The information may be driven from the top, where directives are given, at the OMB level or at the White House level, and that creates some tension with career workers who are in the trenches, who understand the programs most closely, who have expertise, and so just the usual political career divide, tends to be expressed in these kinds of areas. So we would hope to see that addressed directly. And this goes back to the federal worker issue generally that I was mentioning earlier. I think what you would want to see is the administration say, we're going to empower the people who are the experts on programs. We're going to use this performance-based budgeting, but we're going to do like a sort of a bottom-up approach rather than a top-down. We are going to really want honest, brutally honest, frank assessments of what's working, and try to minimize the political considerations to the extent possible.
And we have just about a minute left, but I wanted to ask you about what the White House relations might be to regulatory agencies like EPA or Interior in a second administration. That's an area where sometimes the politics and the policy in the day-to-day execution can get complicated. And so what do you think that might look like for a second term?
You know, I think that's an area where, absent having to deal with another election, you might see the White House become more aggressive in the kinds of, you know, so the other side will always say regulations are bad for business, and you know, and that is a very potent argument that they have, and one that is because business itself expresses it, it's one that's a challenge. But I think you'll see perhaps a more aggressive regulatory stance. I mean, certainly the work that the EPA does and other agencies that enforce important rules, are absolutely essential. We need very, very strong regulators. We see what happens when you have regulatory breakdowns, and I think that's an area where the president could give more voice to the importance of those things. And whether or not how the relationship works between the White House and certain regulatory agencies, I don't know. But I think it's important that the regulators are free to do their job and to do what's right for the country, and for the political considerations to be minimized to the extent possible.